listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, in our short devotional, I want to talk to you about Samuel. And I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 1, and speak to you about how the fact is true that the work of God goes on. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 1. Then Samuel died, and the Israelites gathered together and lamented for him and buried him at his home in Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 1 says it plainly, then Samuel died. Samuel was a great man who lived a life truly dedicated to God. Samuel served the Lord from his youngest days and left an impressive heritage. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22 suggests that Samuel organized the Levites in the service of the sanctuary, a work which was completed by David and Solomon. 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 27 and 28 says that Samuel was the one to begin collecting treasures for building the temple later in Solomon's day. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 18, reports that Samuel remembered the Passover and kept Israel in remembrance of God's great deliverance. Psalm 99, verse 6, and Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1, celebrate Samuel as a man of great prayer and intercession. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33, counts Samuel among God's heroes of faith. For all these reasons, we are happy to read how Israel reacted when Samuel died. It says, the Israelites gathered together and lamented for him. Like many true men of God, Samuel seemed to be mostly unappreciated by God's people during his life. For an example of that, look at 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 7. So here, it makes us happy to read that he was at least honored in his death. And there's a few things that we learn from this. First, it is appointed to all men to die. Even though Samuel was a remarkably godly man, his godliness did not save him from an earthly death, because he was still a descendant of Adam. There are a few people in Scripture spared an earthly death, such as Enoch and Elijah. There are also those who will remain alive until Jesus returns for his people, hopefully soon. Still, we should think and live as if one day we will die, and we should prepare accordingly to meet God. Second, God's work in Samuel did not end when Samuel died. God's work never is dependent only on one man, so the work continued in Israel even when Samuel died. If it is written, then Samuel died, it is also written, and David arose. God's work may begin with a man, but it never ends with one man. God continues and sustains his work as he pleases. His workmen may die, but God's work goes on. Let's thank the Lord for that together today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.